With California Ag Today, I'm Haley Shipp. This is the Ag Information Network. The Class 3 milk and cheese prices have seen fireworks in the past few weeks. If you heard us on the airwaves yesterday, Ryan Youngman, the Vice President of Producer Services for Ever.Ag, says it was due to bullish buying events and reports stacking up on each other. He says that demand hasn't necessarily been great this year, but it's been better than expected and price supportive for dairy producers.
There was a lot of expectations around poor demand, and I'd say a lot of poor demand ended up being okay demand. And you're doing that on the backside of what was really record exports through Q2, when we can all remember milk was not $23, but it was more like $15. That time there definitely helped us clear some product and cleared it into a market where I think milk continues to surprise the industry, not only domestically, but globally, and that U.S. milk production remains negative and likely to stay there for a while.
Higher U.S. milk and cheese prices are not alone on the global market. Youngman says other regions are seeing new highs, which is giving the U.S. some staying power in the global dairy trade.
We've got European prices making new highs for the year. So we're not alone, which I think really helps give kind of some staying power, if you will, to some of these prices here domestically.
Ryan Youngman of Ever.Ag. On the Ag Information Network, I am Haley Shipp.